certainly.
It's going to be like explicit, because I remember everything.
That's great. You said it was. Okay, and what's your address? And okay, can you tell me what you saw?
It was about 5:30. I got off and I was walking down to my car, which all employees have to park on the street.
Okay.
So my car was down there, and I was walking down along the side of the lawyer's building. And when I got to about the sign where it says Dalen Swim School and the old folks retirement home, I saw a police officer's vehicle pull into the parking lot right across the street, right across Wilbur.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped as soon as he got into the parking lot. As I realized that he was stopped, he had all his lights on. I looked behind the car, and I saw the young gentleman running from about 3 to 4 other police officers.
Okay. Where was he running from?
He was running from the back part of the parking lot. Like, if you look down Wilbur, or if you look down this driveway,
mm-hmm.
you'll see the apartments building's parking lot right there.
Right.
All I saw were about 3 or 4 police officers running after him, coming up towards
coming
me.
Up?
Coming okay. towards me, coming north. As soon as I noticed that he was crossing Wilbur, he was actually aimed right towards me. Kind of jolted me and freaked me out because I saw a police car following him.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, as I was trying to get out of the way, crossing the driveway, the police car was coming up the driveway.
Okay.
So I tailed it out of there.
So at this point, were you got the swim school, or you got the elderly
home
place?
The lawyer's. The
lawyer's office?
I was right next to the lawyer's office. I ran west towards the mortuary's parking lot to get out of the guy's way and the police officer's way.
Okay.
And I saw him cross the parking lot of the lawyer's building, jump the fence there, and run up the back alleyway there.
So he went,
he went across
the parking
building,
lot.
Jumped the fence, jumped the little brick wall right
okay.
in front
Is
of the
Is this still in front of the lawyers?
In front of the lawyers
okay.
building. as he jumped back there, I know, since I've worked here for about 7 years now, mm-hmm. children, especially after school and adults, I've seen people walk through the substation there, walk through fences, there's holes back there, a lot of people have made it accessible through there, so I knew the guy had a way to get way back up here.
Right.
It freaked me out because I've worked here for 6 years and I didn't want anything to happen to this business, so I ran up here, ran through the office, ran back into the, back behind our equipment room just to observe where he was walking.
Okay.
I saw him walking up the substation area and back into behind the substation, and there was a bunch of weeds back there. When that happened, I had followed him all the way up, and I was in the parking lot watching the police officers with their drawn guns telling the young man to drop his knife, disarm himself, quit, just lay down, and everything will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
The guy wouldn't do it. The police officers waved me and everyone else that was in the parking lot away because they had their guns drawn and they didn't know if anything would happen.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I saw that, young man Reese here was up in the parking lot with me.
Mm-hmm.
He had ran up there because he knew something was wrong. I told him to get back down here,
mm-hmm.
put everyone in a safe area, preferably in the buildings, get them out of the way because there are guns drawn. And I told everyone else who was up in the parking lots to get in their cars, hide, do whatever you need to do to hide yourself from any stray bullets that may come around.
Can I interrupt, please?
Sure.
We're going to go. So okay. What doors do you want us to lock or?
Somebody, well, is somebody going to be here to lock it up? Lock it up behind us?
Tarek has a key. Okay, yeah.
Okay, we should. We'll only be a few more minutes.
Okay.
And then you can.
Make a copy here.
You can go ahead and just lock it up, and we won't need to come in.
Okay.
Anymore.
Well,
you can lock the two front doors though.
I didn't. He has the key to one of the front doors because
they
need to get in here with the body there.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. You see him go over the short wall,
mm-hmm.
and then you realize that he can come
yeah,
up
can
and
come
up behind,
here.
Basically come up behind Olin,
right? And start.
So you run up here?
I ran up the build, up this driveway, ran right into this. Door didn't stop,
uh-huh.
didn't even say anything. I just ran back into behind the equipment rooms, which there's a fence there, and you can see into the substation area. And that's when I saw him running up the substation area. I couldn't tell whether he was at the far fence. I couldn't tell whether he was in it or outside of it, but he was running up the outside.
But he's running north?
He's running
north alongside.
On the east side of the substation. I saw him. I saw about 5 or 6 other police officers following him.
So he's on the other side of the wall, but you can't tell how far.
Other side of the fence, and I can't tell if he's on this side of the far fence or that
mm-hmm.
the other side.
Okay.
I didn't know which side he was on, but I knew that people had been through the substation before.
Okay.
So I saw him walking all the way up, and I followed him along our little retainer up there. We have a little
okay.
walk
and you
retainer.
Can see the officers following him
mm-hmm.
as he's going up, right?
Right. So I keep on following him up. I end up hopping the fence over there to make sure that he doesn't come this way, because I know on the other side of the substation is just like a prairie area
mm-hmm.
with a bunch of weeds and dandelions and stuff. So I thought he would come through, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
He came right up against the fence that was right next to the parking lot here.
Just up on the upper parking
just
lot?
Just on the upper parking lot. There's a cinder block wall.
Okay.
And right on top of the cinder block wall is a chain link fence, and that's where he was.
Okay.
He came out there with bloody arms. He was sitting there cutting himself over and over and over.
You could see him cutting himself?
I could see him take the knife and dig it into his arm, his
okay.
left arm. His right hand digging into his left arm. The police officers were there saying, drop the knife, drop the knife. Everything will be okay. Drop the knife. He didn't. Then that's when the police officers waved me away, and I yelled at everyone, get out of the way, move into a safe area, get away from me, get behind cars, whatever you need to do. I told Brees to come down and tell everyone to just hide, because anything could come of it. I mean, we have children back there just playing around
right.
back behind the pool constantly, and that's exactly, the guy was walking along that fence right there.
Okay. When you saw him cutting his wrist? Was he cutting up here?
He was digging in.
He was like digging
in. He was digging in from the forearm up to the wrist area. It was like he was forcibly trying to cut himself. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, I know this guy's not giving up. That's a mental problem. To be doing something like that.
Okay, and at that time, did the officers say anything to him? How far away were they?
They were about, I'd say probably about 6 to 10 feet away from him, with their guns drawn, pointing down to the floor, saying, drop the knife, or we will
mm-hmm.
forcibly confiscate it. Stop doing what you're doing. It'll be okay. Put your knife down. You know, just basically trying to talk to him cordially. Get him to drop the knife and stop doing what he's doing to himself.
So they said drop the knife and stop what you're doing.
Right, everything will be okay. We'll take care of it. And the guy was like, no. He was shaking his head forcibly like, no, it's not going to be okay. And as soon as that happened and the police officers were actually trying to corner him into the gate area, he ran free and started running back south. And that time I knew he was in with the substation. And when I saw that, I ran through all of this area where all the people were, and I told everyone, all the stragglers, anyone who was out there, get inside the buildings right now. There's guns drawn. Something could happen. Get in there. So they did. And I ran around into this area right here, which is the little entry hall, just to make sure that he didn't come back up through this driveway here. And just so happens he was. And at the same time, I saw about five officers behind him. He was
now,
walking up.
Let me backtrack again.
Okay.
He's up there. They're telling him to drop the knife. He's cutting his arm. They're saying it's going to be okay. He's going, no, no. You said then he ran which way?
He started running south, back down into the substation area.
Okay, so he ran back down.
Ran back down the way he came up. And I don't know where he jumped back into this area, into this lot, but I'm guessing it was at the old folks home, the elderly home.
Because you lost sight of him because you came in here.
Because I came in here to get all the people in because I saw guns drawn and I was like, I'm not having a child die here. That's not happening.
Okay. So then what?
So I don't know how he got back into this parking lot area, but I was going to check the perimeter, make sure he wasn't coming back up. He was for sure right there.
Okay.
Police officers, four of them were surrounding him. A fifth one had a yellow, fluorescent yellow shotgun. The officer that was closest to him said, stop, don't walk any further. Don't go anymore. And he wouldn't listen, and he shot him twice.
How far away
from the shot
the officers from him at that point?
The officer that shot, that was the closest, I'd probably say was about 4 feet away. Four to 3 feet away.
So, like, as far as we...
Yeah, he was, like, right here. He's like,
okay.
Stop. And I didn't see what he did.
Was he walking towards the officer?
He was walking this way. And the officer was following him. He said, stop, stop. So he fired him from behind. And I saw his shoulder lunge forward twice as he shot.
So, say I'm the officer. Which way was he facing? Which way was the guy facing? So he was
walking straight up parallel with our building, and the officer was off catty corner about 30 degrees. So like if I was the officer and you were facing that way, it would be me like this right here.
Okay. But if I'm the officer with the gun, he wasn't facing the officer?
No.
He was walking sideways, or he was walking away?
He was walking away from the officer. He was walking actually up towards where there were a couple kids and parents.
How far away were the kids and the
parents? In the car, they were probably about five car lengths away, so I don't know, 10 or 25, 30 feet away.
What kind of car was it?
That the kids were in?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's out there.
Okay, but no, there were kids and a mom and a dad?
Yeah, there were two kids and a mom. And I think the mom was interviewed by the same deputy that interviewed me.
Okay.
She was the one that said that she saw everything also, as far as the shooting was concerned.
Okay, and how old were the kids?
I'm not sure. I didn't catch that. I don't know which kids they were. I didn't know the lady, because I think she was 20. It's hard. Remember that lady that was interviewed by the black officer?
No. Okay. So let's come back to this.
Okay.
You come back through, and you come to the office, and now you're looking out the window, correct?
I'm on the outside of the office. Looking through the hallway, almost up to the fence.
Okay.
And the police officers were telling him to lay down, get down, don't move. He kept on walking. Two shots were fired. I felt a ricochet come next to me, somewhere up against the building or maybe a car or something, and it scared me. So I backed up just a little bit. But watched, and a couple of the officers, as he was laying down, were like, get out of the way, move, move. Because they were surrounding him and keeping him under wraps.
Okay.
Sure he wouldn't
so
get back up.
You go in front of the office, but you're inside the gate.
I'm inside the gate, watching.
And you look out into the parking lot. Is anything obstructing your view, or is it a clear view?
It was a clear view. Clear view of him and the officers.
There's a car parked
there
right on the curb.
There was a car that was parked right in front of it before he got shot. So he actually got shot, right? If you notice, there's a curb that comes up, and then it curves into the brick wall. Okay. That's where he got shot first. Okay. And then he kept on walking a little bit further, and they shot him, I think, 2 or 3 more times.
Okay.
I heard the first initial pop pop, and I was like, oh my God, freaked.
Okay. So, look back up again. So, you come around, you see there's 4 officers, 3 of which have guns drawn, 1 of which has a fluorescent yellow shotgun. And they're about how far away from him at that point?
At that point, they were about 8 to 10 feet away. And they were walking up to him, and he was walking really slow. He was like...
Was he walking towards them or away from them?
He was walking away from them. He was walking north. He was going up the hill. And they were following him, so his back was to them. So I could see his face, could see his arms, bloody, red, disgusting.
So he was facing away from them, walking away, and they're advancing on him.
They're advancing on him, coming up the driveway.
Okay. And at this point, it's right down here where the parking lot kind of goes in a little bit right there?
Yeah.
Okay. So are they saying anything to him at that point?
They're saying stop. Don't walk any further. I believe it was because he was fearful that he was going to come into this area where the population was.
Was he walking like he was coming towards the front of the school? Or
he was walking like he was just going to walk up the driveway.
Okay.
But I think at that time is when Manette was coming down with the kids in her hand.
Okay.
And it's possible, I don't know.
Did you see Nanette, or you just think that? Okay.
She said she saw the shooting. I saw the shooting, so I'm guessing she was there at the same time.
Okay, so they're telling him to stop, but he's still kind of going away from him.
He's still moving away from him.
Does he ever turn around and face them?
No.
Okay.
The police officers were... A couple of them stayed behind him. A couple of them moved around to the side of him.
Okay.
And the actual guy who shot him, like, if the driveway is going this way, you're facing that way, and you're him. And the police officer was actually, like, right out here on him.
Okay, so...
So you're walking that way.
You know what? It might be easier if you just draw it for me. Okay, at the point... Here we go.
Okay.
Just kind of give me an idea.
There's the driveway. This is the curb, and I think there's a tree right here.
Okay.
He was walking this way.
Okay. So he's up by the wall.
He's up by the wall. He's close to the wall.
And this is the swim school down
here. This is the swim school. Here's the office right here.
Okay.
I'm here. Police officers were walking up. I don't know exactly where the back ones were, but the guy who shot him was right here, and he shot him that way.
Okay.
I know that the shotgun was right here, and he was coming around to here.
Okay.
Basically holding him down, making sure he... Because after he got shot twice, I believe he dropped. If he didn't drop, he dropped after the next one.
Okay.
But as soon as he dropped basically right here. That's where he lay. He lays here because he was rolled over.
Okay.
But that's where he lays now, or was laying on his face.
Okay. And at the time the officer shot him, he was coming up this way.
Right. He was walking this way.
Now, before the officer shot him, where was he?
He was walking up like this.
Okay.
He's coming all the way.
What I'm getting at is, did the officer ever go in front of him?
No. Never went in front of him. The guy was walking up like this, going like this. Mm-hmm. And he was right there, and he shot him a couple times. I saw his shoulders move. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I saw that, I backed up. And I think he started coming in because I started looking back out. And I remember there was an officer behind him. There was another officer back here. And that's when he looked at me and said, move out of the way. Like, you're obstructing my shot.
Okay. Now, was this officer directly behind or in front or in back, or do you remember?
I don't remember. I think he was a little behind him, actually, because he was up here at the time.
Okay. So these two were closer than these two?
No, because, I mean, when he got shot, this guy was back here.
Oh, then he ran up there.
He kept on walking after he got shot twice. Okay. I was like, that guy's insane. and he started walking this way after he got shot.
Okay. So after he got shot, he turned towards the guy that was holding the shotgun?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was turning this way. And I don't know who else shot him,
mm-hmm.
but he ended up falling down, laying flat on his face that way.
Okay.
That's where I saw him last, because the guy told me to get out of the way. I got out of the way, made sure everyone else stayed out of the way. And that guy just kind of peeked back in, and he was already on the floor, not moving.
Okay. Let's put a number one in that officer and a number two on that one. Just so I can understand. So officer number one was in front of him. Nobody ever got in front of him.
Nobody ever got in front of him.
Until he gets shot twice. Once he gets shot, he actually turns and walks towards where officer two is.
Right.
And then he gets shot again.
Yeah.
Okay. The first time he gets shot, how many times did you?
I think it was two times.
And then after that?
I think there was three more. Because as soon as I heard the first two shots and I saw his shoulders move, I started backing up, and at the same time, an officer was telling me to move out of the way, get out of the way. And I backed up, and I think I heard like three more. And that's when I looked at all the parents, and they were fleeing, going, oh my God, oh my God, hide, hide. And they got in the office, in the little office behind us, inside the buildings.
So, you see him get shot twice, and when he gets shot, does it make his body turn or anything?
Yeah, he was walking up like this, and as soon as the officer shot twice, mm-hmm. I saw one time, he was like, he's basically still trying to cut himself.
Mm-hmm.
One of his arms flies up, his right arm flies up, and then I hear the second shot, and his whole entire body just moves this way. Just basically... Like, okay. He got shot in the shoulder or in the back. I think he got it back here.
Okay, so the first shot, which arm goes up?
His right arm went up. He was like, oh my God, that hurts.
Okay.
So I don't know if he got his arm or if he got his back, but he was like, oh, that hurts.
And then the second one caused his right shoulder
his
to
right
turn.
Shoulder to rotate
so his
in.
Body to turn to the left.
Yeah. Then the last couple shots I didn't see because I was back hiding from any ricochet. Because actually on the second shot, I heard it hit the brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I heard something else come hit some other noise behind mm-hmm. to the right of me, like over here in this area where the cars were. And I was like, oh, I don't want to get hit with any ricochet or stray bullets.
Okay, so... Second shot, you hear the ricochet, you see him turn towards this officer,
right,
and then you turn away and go back.
Way. And I turned away and got back because by that time that officer was on the other side of him and he was waving me away.
Okay. So. Okay. So
the ordeal took, I'd probably say, about 2 to 3 minutes, because by the time I was shoot away there, I ended up going back in the office and came in to this area and just kind of peeked out to make sure,
right?
You know, no other customers were around.
Okay. You know? So we'll say if this guy who was down here comes up here and say he's number three,
mm-hmm.
He didn't come up until
after the second shot,
the second set of shots.
Right? No. He came up after the first, the one and two.
Okay.
And he came up, and that's when I started backing up, and he was telling me to get out of the way.
Okay.
So I moved out of the way, and that's when I walked back into the office, and that's when I saw number two come around with the shotgun.
Okay. So then from here, you went into the office?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what?
When I came into the office, I just saw about 3 to 4 of them swarming him, walking around him, making sure his gun's up or his knife is out of the way.
Did anybody pick it up or anybody?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I didn't notice it that much. I saw that the fluorescent shotgun was walking around, you know, keeping sights on him.
Uh-huh.
He was laying down flat with his head down, arms over his head, and on his stomach. And his head was moving occasionally. But at that time, I thought he was pretty much woozy. And I don't know.
Okay.
After that, I kind of turned my eyes because I didn't want to see anymore.
Okay. So he get shot the 2 times, turns actually towards you
me.
Almost.
And starts walking this way.
And then you turn and you head back.
No,
how many more shots did you hear?
3, 4. Not exactly.
Okay.
I know that as soon as I heard the first 2, I was backing up. That's when the officer waved me away.
Right.
And I turned around as soon as I saw him wave me away. I turned around and started walking out of the way and saw like 3 or 4 parents walking up towards the towards this building here,
uh-huh.
trying to hide.
Right.
And that's when we heard about 3 or 4 more shots.
Okay.
I was like, the parents were like, "Oh my God, just get out of here!"
All right. So then he goes, you go into the office, you see that he's laying
face down,
3 to 4 officers above him, and you said he was moving or something?
His head was moving a little bit.
Okay.
But
that's it?
That was it, and then I saw another officer, after they got the knife away, I saw another officer come up with blue, I think it was blue gloves, come up, and it looked like they were checking his pulse or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And
how long from the initial
shot to then? I think it was about 3 or 4 minutes after that. The guy comes up and checks for his pulse. At that time, I saw an investigator. I think it was the initial guy with the blue shirt on that was with you,
mm-hmm.
talking to the parents out there. I think he was the one that was out there when the paramedics came up. And they put the backboard down, and they were going to roll him over. And I guess he died then. I don't even know when he died.
Okay, so the detective with the blue shirt, that was how long after?
It was about 5 minutes after the first initial shot was fired. Five or six minutes. I'm not exactly sure. But it took a while.
Okay.
So.
Okay. When we back up again. He's already been up there, comes back down, you come into the office, or you come around the front of the office, he's coming up and the deputies are following him. What are they saying to him?
They're yelling at him, telling him to put the knife down, don't walk any further, stop. I think the officer who noticed that shot first noticed either me or someone else nearby,
mm-hmm.
and feared for their safety and shot him right away. It was like pop, pop.
Okay.
Just pop, pop. And everyone was like, what's going on? I'm like, uh-oh, I'm backing up here.
Right.
He was just basically saying, drop the knife.
So they
don't walk any further.
Okay.
Yeah. It was the first thing.
So they basically repeatedly told him to drop the knife, to stop walking. Did they ever tell him, you know, get down on the ground or anything like that?
Not that I heard.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you're inside the fenced area, right?
Yes.
When you saw all this?
Yes.
Okay. You didn't see any other people outside? Near them?
not while the shooting was going on.
Uh-huh.
When I came back into the office and I was peeking out the window and watched the policemen swarm them, mm-hmm. with the guns, I looked out. That's when I looked out the second door there and saw a couple people in their cars. I think that was the mom with the two children, because she came in right after that. Right after the police stick was put up, she came in and started talking to that black deputy.
Okay.
And said, you know, I saw the whole shooting.
Okay.
Very dramatic.
Okay. Let me kind of go back through it, see if there's anything else that I'm missing. It was about 5:30, and I take it you're getting off work.
Mm-hmm.
So you're walking down to your car.
Walking down to my car.
As you're walking down, about the time you get down to the lawyer building, you see a guy coming up. And you also see officers chasing him. Three
yes.
to four officers chasing him.
And his hands are completely bloody. He had a knife on it, in his right hand.
What did the knife look like?
I didn't get a really good look at it until he was up on the parking lot area.
Uh-huh.
And it actually looked like a little small, like scalpel looking thing. It was either a knife or like a piece of glass or something. It was enough for it. It looked like a pin. But it was small enough to be like a scalpel, like a doctor's scalpel or something.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't anything big. That's why I was confused as to...
Yeah, what was going on?
Why he was...
Okay, so you see him coming. They're coming towards you. You actually ran out of the parking lot into the mortuary parking
yes.
lot to get out of the way.
Yeah, because I saw him coming towards me. Police officer car was following me right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of the way so that I... could have the police car between him and me.
Okay.
It looked like the police car was trying to do the same thing.
Okay.
Trying to block him from me.
Okay. So he goes in front of the lawyer building. Okay. And you knew that if he went over there, that he could access up here.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, you ran up here. You came through the office. You went out to the east wall.
Yep.
Looked over the wall, and you could see him.
It's a chain link fence. I looked right
through. Oh, it's a chain link fence.
Yeah.
Okay.
It has a little bit of ivy in it, but I could see through there and I saw him walking up.
Okay.
Saw him walking up the east fence of the substation.
Okay. So, you see him going up. As he goes up...
I'm actually following him along with our chain link fence.
Okay.
Watching how far he goes up.
Okay.
I hop our little metal rod fence up there because he's going up past the end of the substation and coming into that locker area. So
mm-hmm.
I hop into that parking lot. And I'm watching him come west,
mm-hmm.
walking west towards me with
okay.
the officers behind him and drawing guns.
Okay.
As soon as that happened, the officers waved me away.
Okay.
And I told Breeze to come down and get everyone out of the way because they're real close to our children and we needed our children safe. I guess you could say a motherly instinct came over me.
Yeah. Okay, so he's walking this way. As he's walking, can you see him cutting? Or
mm-hmm. That's when I saw him actually cut himself.
Okay, as he's walking
as
towards
he's
you.
As he's walking towards me and close to the chain link fence that's up there. He was digging in from the forearm into the wrist area.
Okay.
And as soon as I saw that, I was like, this guy is disturbed.
Okay.
There's no way they're going to stop him.
All right. So does he come all the way to the fence?
Yeah, in fact, I think... Yeah, he actually grabbed the fence. The fence might actually have some blood on it.
Okay.
I'm going to check that.
All right. Yeah. And then...
I think he actually put his hands on top of the fence, like he was going to jump it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fence doesn't have any rod on top of it.
Okay.
So it's a really hard fence to even think about jumping.
All right.
So I think I saw him do that, but at that time, that's when the police officers were waving me away. I was like...
Okay. So they're waving you away. Did you come in before he started going down, or did you see him start going
down?
No,
I saw him go down, and I saw the police officers follow him
okay.
along my chain link fence here on Dayland's side.
Okay.
As soon as that happened, I ran inside, made sure Bruce was getting everyone into a safe area.
Okay.
At that time, the whole swim team, everyone was out of the pool. They were all walking single file lines into the building.
Okay.
I saw him walking back this way.
There's all the names and all.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's the phone numbers.
That's great.
Along with lessons.
So everybody highlighted was here?
Yes. Could you do lessons from 5:30 on?
I didn't do that.
Are you going to try another
thing? Okay. So he's going down. You come in.
I come in along the side of the pool. Saw all the kids getting into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. So instructors are taking the kids into the bathrooms.
Actually, I didn't come down this side of the pool. I actually ran down on that side of the pool, the north side of the pool, towards the fence where he was walking down, making sure that everyone was out of our back area, which is exactly where he was.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple parents there with their kids still. I told them, get out of here, get out of here. Go into the building, mm-hmm. go hide. And I followed his traces down into as far as I could see past the equipment room. I didn't see much.
Mm-hmm. So you continued to stay along that wall so you could watch.
Right. And as soon as I hit where I couldn't go any further without going into the ivy, mm-hmm. getting too close to him, I stopped. And that's when I walked back up here. And I went through my equipment room, mm-hmm. came down the south side of the little pool. And that's when I walked back into this hallway up here and saw him out here.
Okay. So you see him back in here, and...
Lessons are signed on the back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's four officers, and one of which has a fluorescent yellow shotgun, three of which have handguns, right?
I had something
on the guy is actually walking away from them. They're...
walking away from them up north towards me.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see where I have it. They're telling him, they're telling him to put the knife down and to stop and to don't walk any further. Okay.
Don't go any further because
okay.
I believe they feared our safety.
And at that point is where the diagram comes in, where they start coming out on his right side, catching up to him.
Yeah,
his right side.
He's right here walking up nice and slow. They're mm-hmm. all coming up after him, all filtering this way. Two shots go off.
The officer who shot him, he caught up about even to him, but it was to the side?
It was even. He was actually a little bit further back behind him.
Okay, so just behind even.
It was just enough for him to get more of a forward motion with his shoulder when he was shot.
Okay.
So
before he shot him, did the officer go up further even with him? Or do you know?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
he was,
so probably just behind him?
He was just behind him. He was about 5 feet away from him.
Okay.
And bang, bang. It's actually more like a cat.
Okay. And then get shot twice, at which point, kind of as he's getting shot, the second officer with the shotgun's coming up around
to make sure... Yeah, I could tell that they were basically swarming him and keeping him
right
here because
trying to contain him.
They didn't want him to come up.
Okay, and
he was coming around. Another guy was coming around here. That's the guy who waved me away. He said, get out of the way, get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
In case if the guy were to do anything, he would have had to shoot.
Right, and then...
So he
turns, and now he's walking towards officer number two.
Right.
You turn around, you go in, you hear more shots.
About three or four more.
Okay.
Three to four more shots, and I stayed back after that.
But then you went into the office, and you saw basically they're around him. He's face down, his head's moving a little bit, and then a couple minutes later...
They have their guns still on him.
On him, okay. A couple minutes later, you see another police officer...
Come up with
blue gloves.
Blue gloves on.
And check his
pulse
on his neck.
On his left side of his neck.
Okay.
That was after the knife was kicked away, I believe. Yeah. I didn't see who kicked it away, but I saw it down on the ground.
Okay.
Maybe something that looked like a knife.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anything else you can think of? Okay, and this is consistent with what you told the other officer, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. A little more in detail now, because you asked me many other questions that have
just kind of
refresh my mind, especially in this instance. He didn't ask that much about this area.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate you spending your time with me. I know, obviously, nobody wants to go through this, but you've been very helpful.
Thank you.
Call the parents.
Lots of great parents.
It's now 20:05 hours.